Have that record on love? Now in that it has been brought out that as the consciousness grows, the object of love changes. For a child, mother is all. The more he grows, when he runs from home, and books are all from such great fascination for all that. And a little more grows, and then the business is all. Glory, power, money, this is all. A little more experience in life, and then more restful, peace, and this. Having seen the world, having seen the creation, having had some of life yet, then one rises to the Creator, some conception about Creator, some fascination about Creator. Devotion comes on that level. So it is the change of the level of consciousness that changes the point of attention. Changes the point of attention. Now if the consciousness is very much expanded, great, unbounded, limitless, such a state of consciousness alone can think of the Creator. In counting upon the step to God realization, how many educated sometimes said that self-realization is the first step to God realization. You remember when I said if the self is not realized, then who is going to realize God? To realize something, the two points of reference have to be the realizer and the object of realization. So if the point of reference on this side, the realizer, is not known, if one has not known oneself, then how can one rise to realize anything? So self-realization is the first step to God realization. Having realized yourself, what one finds is self is uninvolved, the whole creation on one side and this. So when one has realized the inner self, the second step automatically follows, and that is for realization of the nature of the world. Inner self, and then the outer self, nature of the outer world. And having realized the nature of the outer world, then the third step that immediately follows from there is the relationship between the inner self and the outer self, the inner world and the outer world. And the relationship, what is found in the relationship? That there is absolutely no relationship between them. One is absolute, the other is relative, one is that way, one is this way. There is absolutely no relationship between them. Having recognized this, one has realized what creation is, and one has realized what oneself is. And one has realized the relationship between the creation and the self. Having realized this, then one rises to, then only, and then only then, one can think of the Creator, the Almighty Creator. And when one can think of the Creator, then the question of devotion arises. That means, when one's consciousness has expanded and has become limitless, as limitless as the creation may be thought to be, limitless consciousness, then only one can comprehend the nature of the creation. Having comprehended the nature of the creation and having found one's relationship with that unbound creation on that level of unlimited consciousness, then that unlimited consciousness rises to find the Creator. And in that, this is by the, when one has found the relationship between himself and the outer world, fullness of this is in cosmic consciousness. So having gained cosmic consciousness, alone can one rise to find the Creator. Because one has to have that big heart in order to love that big, great, almighty Creator. That big heart can only be had when one has the ocean of consciousness, the consciousness as unbounded, as unlimited, as the ocean. Because only on the ocean can the waves be great. In a small pond, even if the wind is too strong, very strong, even then the waves can't be so high. So the heart has to be unbounded in order that the love, waves of love or waves of devotion from that heart can touch the feet of God and find Him. Otherwise, a small heart, a limited heart, just can't rise in that great devotion and love. So, love is really significant for God. To love a tiger or a cat or a dog or a man or an angel, not much love is needed. Some little bit is enough. But to have the but to attract the Almighty and has to be as big as one could possibly be.
And then the true path of devotion is
prematurely before cosmic consciousness. Very much premature. It doesn't mean anything. As far as God is concerned, the waves of love, they just don't reach Him, that's all. It's just a waste of time to think of God. There is a proverb, no? First deserve, then desire. So one, if one has not deserved the love of the Creator, which is only significant on the level of cosmic consciousness when the heart has become so unbounded and unlimited. Before that, it's just a psychological soothing. Yes, God and my God and my Lord and this and this. It only remains on the level of give me my daily bread. It's just so significant, so insignificant, appeal to the Almighty just on that level of asking. No, that's not the way to make real contact with God. It's only deception, deceiving ourselves. Just deception. It may have some value on the level of humility and all sorts of, but not that contact with the Almighty God, for what it is meant. It has been too ridiculous as far as the devotion on that level of either asking or flowing in a mood of devotion or singing something, very devotion. All that doesn't mean a thing unless the heart is really capable of rising in on big waves. As one keeps on diving and coming out, devotion keeps on increasing spontaneously. That is, devotion keeps on increasing spontaneously means the ability to love becomes much more stronger, the ability to love. Devotion has two things in it, love and one more thing, regard, and such a regard is based on tremendous ability to tolerate. Very important. Absolute tolerance is the basis of infinite whatever thing, infinite respect, reverence, infinite reverence. Whatever happens, it is unshakable, and this will be only on the basis of very great amount of tolerance, nothing naturally. So, reverence and love, both together, go to make devotion. Devotion. And infinite tolerance is only possible in that expanded state of consciousness where everything can be acceptable. Everything is acceptable. Once the self has been located as unbounded, unevolved, eternal being, everything is acceptable. Once everything has been thrown off from the self, everything is acceptable on an even level, equally well. And then that life becomes like a full, like an ocean, full. Like an ocean, full. Any streams bringing any amount of mud from south or north or east or west or from anywhere, the ocean is full and it doesn't bother him. That fullness of life of the ocean is gained when the consciousness becomes permanently unbounded. Permanently unbounded. There's no question of smallness, shortness, this is.
You mean by that you take everything for what it's worth?
Yeah. And then everything, that all is well and wisely put. Some poet said.
Children along the path that you're just talking about, how can we take a 6, 8, 9, 10-year-old and give him an anchorage in the spiritual world, especially in the Western society that we live in, where religions are confused, and how can we keep their minds from being confused and keep them devoted?
Teaching of devotion only acceptable to society at this stage. At this stage, devotion won't be acceptable in the field of children. What is necessary is to raise the level of their consciousness. And then they let them find for themselves that it's good to revere, it's good to love, good to tolerate. The very level of consciousness decides, rather than from outside. All emphasis in the Western world for the last 20-30 years, I think, has been on freedom. Freedom. Education in freedom. Allowing the students to do what they want to do and all sorts of such. There are so many schools being opened in this fashionable way. But I think for the last few years, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, people have recognized that this ideology of education in freedom has not succeeded. This feeling is dawning now. Within the last few years, maybe 5 years. You experience that in different countries?
Meditation
is such a technique. Our system of meditation is such a technique which will raise the level of consciousness of the students, whether they are being educated under the psychological fanciful plans of education in freedom or education under control and guidance. Whatever be the ideal of education in whatever society, this meditation will improve upon the. Now in Canada, in Victoria, some lawyer, a wealthy lawyer, he had lots of ideals like that. And then I talked to him about 15-20 minutes. Then he said he would bring the manager of his school, who was a psychiatrist. And he came, and the psychiatrist, I said, how you are doing and what is your special school in which you want to bring out the children, because the government schools don't provide what the children should do. I said, what is your ideal at the basis? He said, freedom, education in freedom. I said, better you stop your school. After about half an hour of talking, that psychiatrist didn't have anything to say in favor of his system of education. And the man who was financing him, this lawyer, fortunately his wife was by his side. And his wife was supporting me all the time. She said, yes, this is what I was telling you right from the beginning. I said, there are stages in life. Freedom, education in freedom is quite all right when the children are old enough. University education has that all freedom. One lecture, maybe two lectures, three lectures a week, and then the students go on their own. But when they are young, I said, when we plant a tree, and when the whole thing is very tender, it needs the support of some stronger stick to go straight up. If you allow it to grow in freedom, it won't grow up. You will be only producing wild animals. There won't be civilization left anymore in the next generation, because everyone would do whatever one would like to do. He was all the time saying that, oh, his children are able to play the radio, and they are only 3 and 5, whereas in other homes, the children 3 and 5, they are not allowed to touch the radio, because and their genius is restricted, whereas his children are allowed to touch the radio as they like, and then they can play the radio. I said, as far as radio playing is concerned, it's fine, but to give the responsibility of thinking and acting to a small, tender brain, it's too much on him. The students have to be told, mother has to tell them, you must take the spoon like that, and then you should eat like that. And if the mother leaves them to eat whatever they like, they'll do like that, and throw off something there and something there. Spoil their dress also, and nothing would be found systematic. And when you take your children to some other home, to your friend, and they begin to eat as the way they like, it's just wild. In freedom. But at the early age they have to be told by mother every little bit. That's it. To go like that, don't do like that, you should do like that, and then like that, they grow. And as they grow, they become capable of sustaining greater responsibilities, and naturally the setup of society is such that they become more and more independent of mother and father, like that. They stand on their feet. But right from the beginning to expect them to do everything, just not right. It's too, I said there would be, it'll be too much for their tender brains to accept. Later on, when they are old, fine, they go on their own, but not right from the beginning.
So the walking mantra is very important to them.
Very, very important. Walking mantra is very...
At what age?
From 3, 4, 5, some age, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
When they start moving about, running about and speaking, something. From that time. Very, very valuable.
And this is all that is needed then with young children as far as spiritual?
Only this thing. Some one syllable like that. And that's their secret word of wisdom, and then that is secret with them. It helps a very great deal. Allow them to come up more responsible. It should be in the schools. And they keep on counting their years, now this and this, and I'll get at that age, I'll get that age. And then they start on that. It's very highly necessary. We'll have it infused everywhere. More and more meditation guides are needed. And that's all. What is the time? Exam adult mantra later. Maybe at the age of about 15, 16, or may even be at the age of 21. It is possible to put them on the system of transcending on the same mantra. And then at the age of between 13 and 16, they start transcending.